I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
You heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We ought to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Hal?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides your average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Hey, everybody. Good evening. All right, let's do this. Milkman and Carlito are here. I'm Carlito. Milkman is the latter. Hello, Milkman. Hello, Milkman.
Hello, I'm your latter.
Yeah, right here.
Get ready to climb on me. Oh.
Yeah, cowabunga radical, dude. Yeah.
How about kissing my pussy?
Yeah. Prankcallnation.com, madhouselive.com are the websites. I'm going to do a Madhouse radio show, Madhouse Live. That includes prank calls mostly and some useless banter by me, Milkman, and others later on in the show. Yeah!
Right.
Here's the first prank of the night. Try him again.
Yo, it's hot. I ain't in right now.
Your call has been forwarded.
I hear something else.
Good evening, thanks for calling the Renaissance.
Hey, how you doing? I didn't catch
Bitch,
your
how are you?
I didn't catch your name. That's very rude of you not to tell me who you are when you answer the phone or tell me where you are. You didn't introduce yourself to me.
Hello?
Yeah, you didn't introduce yourself to me when you answered the phone. You just said hello.
No, I did not. I say this is the Renaissance Boston Waterfront.
All right, anyway, I need to speak to a guest there.
Okay.
Fishman. That's the last name, Fishman.
Fishman?
Yeah, Fishman. Yes, he's a member of the League of Heroes, and he's actually staying there right now.
Could you give him the first name?
His real first name is Chuck, but he goes by Fishman.
Okay. Connect him right away.
All right.
Learn more. Go to renhotels.com.
Hello?
Is that Fishman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here on the phone with Milkman. You're both our enemies. Or are you going to team up against Sharkman?
I don't know. Who's this?
Sharkman is escaped from SeaWorld. And we need you, Fishman, to team up with the Milkman together in this issue to fight him and send him back to his saltwater cage.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is Chuck, right? Fishman?
Yes.
Yeah. You're the guy. You're the guy we need. You have fish powers?
Who is this?
I don't know if you understand. I'm looking for the superhero Fishman. What we want to do is put you in the tank that he's hanging out. He's hanging out in the ocean, actually. So we're going to put you in the ocean, and you're just going to be, you're going to wear like a wig. So you look like Lady.
Quit playing. Who is this?
You look like Ladyfish, man. You're like, ooh, Mr. Shark, I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. I'm on my period. Come eat me. And then he'll go after you, and then Milkman's going to come from the side off the boat. He's going to dive in with a scuba tank, and he's going to throw milk bottles underwater at full speed.
Quit playing. I'm like, you got 10 seconds.
Milkman has exploding milk bottles.
Dude, he's not scared, man. Now I'm really pissed. He should have been terrified.
You got 10 seconds. I'm like, oh no, Fishman has a bomb.
I'm hanging up.
You got 10 seconds before the bomb goes off, Milkman.
Fishman has a problem.
Fishman's tied up.
There's only room for one superhero here.
I think Sharkman tied up Fishman to a bomb and had 10 seconds left, and he needed you to do something, Milkman, to deactivate. Damn, we fucked up. Good thing that wasn't for real. All right, here's the next one. Fishman, indeed.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Longwood's Hotel. Tell us the next
number. Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. You didn't give it to me. How rude.
What can I do for you, sir?
Your name first, please.
My name is Nick.
Okay, I need to speak to a guest there.
What's his name?
Hotley.
What's his name, sir?
The last name is Hotley. It is. It's Hotley. What's wrong pronouncing it like that? That's a way to pronounce it. I hear it like that on the radio and TV all the time.
He doesn't understand proper English. He must be a texter. He speaks like a text.
No cooperation. No cooperation at all. Hello? Oh, shit. Hello? Hello? Come on, man. He won't talk to me. Milkman Clay is asking in the chat room what Vietnam was like. You weren't in Vietnam. You're too young for that, right? Seriously, you're too young to have been in Vietnam, right? By a long shot, right?
No, back in Nam, man. You know, we used to kill people with our bare hands, man. When the napalm went out, we pissed on them.
Dude.
And then we strangled them.
Yeah, if
you want to start trying to do prank calls, you should be a biker and a Vietnam vet. Those should be your two angles right there to start off.
Cool.
I think chat room has some more, but I think, biker and Vietnam vet would be great for you for prank calls. I don't know what
nice.
Else.
Nice. I like that thought.
Yeah, or just like you could be a bounty hunter. That'd be funny. If you're a bounty hunter, if you come
something eccentric.
Come up with a funny bounty hunter name and be a bounty hunter. You know, your superhero thing is great. Milkman, the superhero, teaming up with Fishman to fight Sharkman, who got loose out of SeaWorld. How he got from SeaWorld to the ocean, I don't know.
Explosive bottles of milk all along the way,
and you can throw them underwater at full speed. You know, it's not unencumbered by the resistance of the water. That's awesome. But you can't breathe underwater like Fishman. That's why you need Fishman.
We should call Fish. Let's call Fishman back because you, Milkman needs Fishman because Fishman breathes underwater, no problems. Milkman can.
Thank you for calling the Renaissance Boston Waterfront Hotel. How may I assist you?
Hey, boy, I need to speak to a guest there.
Hello?
Yeah, boy, I need to speak to a guest there, please.
You need to speak to a guest?
That's right, boy. Last name is
Fishman. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes, boy, and the last name is Fishman. Fishman. Chuck or Charlie Fishman. Hey.
For Chuck?
Yep, Chuck Fishman.
Okay, one moment.
All right, fucker. Oh. I went too far. I was right there, guys. Damn. I should not have tested that fire again. That was the baby reaching for the hot stove.
You see, you get this like habit of getting like 3 and 4 more in there, and then that usually catches up. I love touching the hot stove
when I was a baby, Milkman. That's why. And that's my personality type. Whatever type that is. Type D, type E. Yeah. Like, my mom was like, don't touch that, stupid. She said, don't touch that, stupid. You're going to get burned. I'm like, fuck you, mom.
It's my kitty. Not yours, Carlos.
Kept tapping it.
I don't care. Hello. Give it up, mom. It's Carlito, baby. He's going to be a star one of these days.
All right. Let's keep going. We're going to have to move away from Fishman for now because he is the word is out at the front desk there. Hey, there's an asshole. All right. Denise is at her apartment with her cousin chilling. Who wants to chilling with me? Call my cell phone. All right. Denise, I'm trying to see if I can find someone or a friend that I can say, well, I don't know. I got her shit up here. Yes, hi. I have, my name is Eddie. I'm calling from Walmart. I'm trying to confirm a reference for someone here on an application.
Okay.
Is a Mark Eldridge?
Mark who?
Eldridge.
I don't know him.
You don't know a Mark Eldridge?
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, we need him urgently to start working, and he's here now. He's all dressed up, ready to go. And he said he put you down as a reference. He said that you guys... That he works at doctor's care. He said he knows you.
No, say that again.
He works at doctor's care. He said he knows you.
No, I don't know no Mark Eldridge.
What?
No, I don't know no Mark Eldridge.
Well, fucking shit, right? Well, fuck this guy, right? Fuck him up.
There's something about the profanity, man. I don't understand why they...
They're friends on Facebook. What am I supposed to do? Shit, damn it. Get so mad.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
Damn it. Damn it, that don't piss me off, Milkmans. Damn it. Yeah, alright.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, here's Angel, who says, I don't know if it's a he or a she, could be either way.
Montel or Angel.
Or Angel, yeah. Wanting to send or trade for a full-size truck machine or a Jeep. What? Oh, they have a 98 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 that has nothing wrong with it, and they're trying to trade it for a full-size truck. My dad just wants a truck and told me to sell it or trade for him. All right. Call or text. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
It's getting an echo.
Oh my.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Whatever. Fuck Angel Anhel. Prada puppies. We have one male, one female, AKC registered Choc Labs. Ooh, yummy. Nom nom nom. Excellent. Excellent. Nom nom. Wait, where's my marker? I need Jack.
Do a Jack Masterson one of these days. I really miss you.
Jack, where are you? Jack, need you.
Yeah. You might be in the clerical department. Might check there in a little bit.
How you doing?
Hey, there he is, Jack. The Jack is back. The Jack is back.
Jack is back.
Yeah.
Reached the voicemail box of 85.
Almost sounded like all work is what you almost sounded like there with that mutation.
Jack is good. You see, this makes an echo that I don't want. Oh, well, if I do this, Jack is back. Oh.
Yeah, if you just subtly add in the wet signal, you'll still hear most of the natural signal, but you'll get a little of that resonance.
A little bit of that resin in there, yeah. They got an answer. Come on, let's try them again. I knew all that set up and they wouldn't answer. I want to eat some chocolate fucking lab. Jack is back. Back in black, baby. Alright, fine. No chocolate lab, but instead, here's a UKC registered direct midget daughter and Dax. What the fuck are you talking about? 1,000 cash, huge and wide body. What the fuck is it? A UKC registered direct midget daughter and Dax.
What?
Granddaughter. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. What the fuck are you saying, man? It's a brother. His name's Lil G. Vandross. Like Luther.
Oh, man, he likes Luther Puther, man. He's a Vandross fan.
He's a Vandross
huh?
fan. Maybe he's related to the Vandrosses, the Vandross Empire.
That's right.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's got a great voice, too, man.
He's dead.
Luther.
Luther's dead, dude.
I know, but he's still got a great voice, man. His voice still lives, brother.
All right. All right.
His body doesn't, but his voice does.
All right, amen, yeah. Amen, amen. God damn it.
Amen, brother. That's right. God darn it.
There's a price to our bond is whatever the fuck this is. We'll see if it's the UKC midget. UKC direct midget daughter and Dax granddaughter. The fuck are you saying?
Midget dumb.
God damn it. You're stupid. I just want to tell him he's stupid. But I'm going to ask him first.
No, don't do that first. No, you got to get some questions answered.
Yeah.
Don't jump the gun.
All right. Yes, sir. You're right. Thank you, Milkman.
Yes, sir.
Nunu's sending in numbers, Milkman. He's been sending in numbers all night.
Is he? All right. Maybe we got some confirmed ones, or they're not leftovers from KDK show, please.
KDK is new.
Don't
show.
Do that.
Hello, sir. Are you there, boy? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there? You got grandmother, the dogs, the UKC registered direct midget daughter and Dax granddaughter.
You said that I have what now, man?
You're selling a UKC registered direct midget daughter and Dax granddaughter for $1,000 cash head already huge. What is that a dog?
Who is this, man?
This is Cross. We're friends on Facebook, but I saw that you put that you got a dog for sale. You dropped the price to $1,000. Right? You still selling the dog, buddy? Hello? Hello? All right, I'll put my friend on. Hey, man, what's up, man? Hey, man. Hey, man, you got that dog, man? You got the dog? Sorry. You got the dog, man?
What you talking about, man?
You got
no,
dog?
Give me a dog.
Yeah, you got a dog, man? You got a dog, man? Sell, man?
It's dog, baby.
Dude, he's just sitting there listening to it. It's fucking retarded. Never mind. Not that there's anything with...
Anybody selling dolls, dude. Come on. It reminds me of that one dude we had in here a few years ago. What was that one dude? A huge dude sold dolls on the side.
Yeah.
Action chat figure. Some kind of... Come on, dude. Anybody selling dolls? That's already sketchy.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe they're fighting dogs or something. He doesn't want to admit to it. Maybe it's all code for fighting dogs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I'm just guessing. All right. Have to get rid of...
I thought you were saying doll, like in baby dolls, like little toys. Now you're saying dog. That completely makes sense.
All right. Savannah says she has to get rid of her baby. What? If interested in a blue healer and shepherd. Oh, here we go. We got more of these redneck dogs, Milkman. A blue healer. We talked about this breed last week, didn't we? It's the same. But we talked to her last week already. I remember talking
I think
to this
we
bro.
Did,
Yeah. I think I insulted her quite a bit. I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. And it didn't last very long. So make laugh.
I think I asked sexual organ size. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you still have a dog, a blue healer?
Yes.
Okay, and how much?
He's free.
He's free?
Yeah.
Does he have anything wrong with him, like diseases and shit?
No, we just got to get rid of him. We have too many animals.
How old is he?
He's about 8 months.
How old is he?
What?
How old is he?
8 months
How
old? 8 months.
8 months. How many weeks?
I don't know.
How do you multiply? You multiply, well, let's do it together. Let's sound it out. Savannah's puppy.
I was going to say, has it been house trained, man?
Yeah.
Try to keep on.
I'm pretty sure she's the one that I kept saying, how old are they? How old are they? How old are they? And she was like, shut up. I think I remember that lady. I think Neon also called. Peggy Sue Ashford. Searching.
Oh shit! Dang, man, I'm in trouble, man. Nooners.
Whoa.
Okay, man. I hope Nooners acclaims that.
Wow,
man, get fucked.
Okay. Wow, man. Okay,
very, very kind thought. Thank you, Nooner. I hope you get the same. He is a one and only fan.
Listen, if you're listening to the show. Yeah, but not live. You should know that we're on right now. We're on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I don't know what that is, UTC. Figure it out. But yeah, every Sunday, more or less. I do other shows here and there during the week, but you can always catch me live. I don't. You should be able to join the chat room. Like Milkman, you're in the chat room. Yeah.
My last message said, "Dude, you hurt my butt. Ow."
Well, he did rape you in the ass with a KDK.
I guess he did.
All right,
I'm not
listen.
Walking right.
Peggy's in search of a tie today. TY. The lady only has like $30. Cable. Oh, a TV. Oh, well, I'm reading it wrong. I'm stupid. It says TV right there, Milkman. What's wrong with you? She needs
TV
a TV
machine.
Today. TV today only has
That's
$30.
Right. How many spaces?
Needs to be at least cable ready.
Kokanee.
Cocaine.
Cocaine is joined. Hey, brother.
Oh, wow. I ain't seen Cocaine in a while, huh?
Forever.
He's a train engineer. Choo choo. Hey, Cocaine, this one's for you. That's Cocaine at work.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Who's this?
I'm looking for Peggy. You needed a TV today, they told me, at the church.
Oh, I got one. It was for a neighbor woman.
Oh, how big is the one you got? I probably got a bigger one. I have a 52-inch. You can have it. LCD, HDTV, cable ready. It gets all the channels.
Oh, no, I'm good. She just needed to...
It has a descrambler. It gets all the cable channels for free. All of them. All the HBO and everything for free. Oh, come on. The Scrambler. That's so fucking September 10th. Right, Milkman? Not even, bro. Maybe like September 10th, 99.
Listen, but I'm driving on icy roads. I can't talk right now. I got one thing.
Oh, okay, motherfucker. We don't. I don't want to mess. She's on icy roads because, you know, she's got a point. She's right, Milkman. She's right. We shouldn't bother her. She's on icy roads. I title of the show and mixer today says that I'm going to be respecting the boundaries. So there you go. Keith has a freezer for sale. If interested, we should call or text him. Okay. Nope. No
forwarded to an automated.
No freezer answer. I'll call again, but that was a long ring, sir. You never know. I'm not confident.
Has been forwarded to an.
Fuck you. Next, Greg Huber. What's wrong with me? Greg Huber has a message for us all. It's please help us. We lost our dog machine. Got one back, but still missing our Taz. Aw, Taz. He is a blockhead.
Tasmanian devil?
I don't know. He's a blockhead yellow lab, and he doesn't have a collar. He had chewed it off the day before. What an asshole. That's what he gets. Someone
tell
probably
him,
caught
hey,
him
what we
and ate
do
him.
Is tell him that you got you found a dog that's got like some leather hanging out its ass, and you're wondering if this is the right one, and then like make a little sad story about it.
So should we call Greg or Stacy about this? Let's call Stacy. The chick. All
right.
Let's call the chick. She's dumb. So she's like, a girl.
You know. Yeah, she's.
She has to put a man on the phone.
Hello?
Sandwich. Yes, hi. I see that you lost a yellow lab. I got a yellow lab here, no collar.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm on Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's a new development out here.
Will he come to you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. He's pissing me off, though, because I have some chickens back here, and this little motherfucker... I caught him with the chickens. He had killed two of the chickens already, little motherfucker. Well, I'm not very happy at this son of a bitch motherfucker.
Okay, well, don't call me like this, though, please.
All right, well, look, listen, he better respect my property, goddammit.
I don't see that,
huh?
Hey!
Hey, motherfucker, how you doing,
buddy? They're
going
liable.
Oh.
What did you just say to me?
How you doing, motherfucker? How's it going, buddy?
Why don't you tell me where you're at? We'll come get our dog.
Yeah, I'm on Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's a new development out here. It's just
Where at?
Huh?
What's the cross streets?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm new. I'm from New York City. I won a big lawsuit, and I just retired out here, buddy. I don't know. Like, I literally just got here and I caught him in this ranch today. The brand new fucking beautiful fucking ranch I got here. And this fucking dog's killed two of my goddamn chicken machines. Motherfucker him. Hello?
Okay, so do you want to tell us where you live? You know, what's the purpose of this call besides you freaking cussing like this?
Oh, I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing
for the chicken.
I'm not, yeah, you got to compensate for the chicken, but I'm not cussing on you, sir. This is just how I talk.
You're not cussing on me.
I'm not cussing on you, motherfucker. It's just the way I talk. Buddy, how you doing? I'm a pal. I'm a friend, motherfucker. Come on.
All right, so how do you want us to come, you know what I mean?
Well, you want
come see if it's our dog.
We can meet at the Walmart if you want. This motherfucker killed two of these fucking chickens, though. You owe me for two chickens. This fucking perverted dog had an erection and everything.
Oh, my.
Fighting guinea hens.
He started fucking the couch over here. He put his, like, his penis in the cushions in the couch.
Okay, you know what?
Hey, it was fucking the couch.
All right, well, I'll meet you at the Walmart.
All right, goddammit. Motherfucker, you. I'll see you there, motherfucker. Shit.
Which Walmart?
Yeah, which Walmart?
Which is the one? What's the one closest to us?
I don't know where you live.
Yeah, I'm like, is it the one on Hunt Highway?
Yes. Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
All right.
How long does it take you to get there?
Is your wife coming?
Huh?
Is your wife going to come? I hope so.
No.
Why not? I was talking to her at first. I started this with her. She sounds sexy as hell.
Oh,
you know what, dude? Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, let's bring that wife over. Yeah. Does she like the dog a lot? You know what I mean?
Did not seem to care for that, dude. I like that humping the couch thing, man. It was pretty good.
I lost my
very
shit.
Very random.
I lost my shit in the middle of that. Sorry.
I know. A little lipstick tube got him, man.
Yeah, the direction. I just have to cuss at her.
I don't know about that dog humping the couch. I know they need to compensate you because those are fighting guinea hens, man. Those are fucking cocks. Fighting guinea hens.
I'm so insane, what? I'm not cussing on you. He's like, you ain't what? You ain't cussing on
me. Yeah, motherfucker.
I'm not ain't cussing man. On you.
I'm your friend.
I'm a pal. I'm a friend.
I'm a pal. That's what you say, pal. He even laughed on that one.
All right, someone has a new number. Lost all contacts. You got to be stupid idiot to lose all your contacts
these
days.
Did we ever really get any new numbers, or was that just a joke?
Oh, yeah, he does have numbers, yeah. Oh, let me look at him. Fine. You're right. Let me get it.
He claims they're good. I'm exposed. I don't know. I'm not really.
He has good numbers, yeah. All right, a gas station in the UK overcharging customers by 10 pounds. Okay, what's that in your dollars? And then smashed her.
Fuck, I don't know what the conversion rate is. That's the chat room. What's the conversion rate? Pounds to dollars.
I don't know.
Pounds sterling to dollar. I'm going to ask him.
It's a 24-hour place, and they smashed the lady's windscreen when she complained about the overcharge of 10 pounds. What is it, 10 pounds per customer, or was it 10 pounds per liter, I guess? There's less liters there's right a gallon is
$16.
Wow.
He says $16 or $15. I don't know. Which one's telling the truth.
Was it per liter? Hey, is this Benchod?
What?
Is this Benchod?
Benchod.
Benchod.
What?
Benchod. You Benchod?
This is BP is here.
Yeah, BP gas station. Yeah, I had to ask about something. Are you?
But this isn't West Hill, yeah?
Yeah, but you're Benchod, right?
Sorry?
You're a Benchod, right?
Banchod.
Yeah, Banchod. You know Banchud?
I don't know.
Oh, are you Kutia, you know?
Sorry, man, I don't know Kutia. Also me?
Yeah, how many fathers do you have?
Oh, sorry, you want to gas, yeah?
Yeah.
But, you know, we said after 6 o'clock, you know, other guy selling. I don't know the exactly.
How many fathers do you have?
I got plenty, but I'm not sure about what this.
Oh,
Galagas, Lockery, only morning shift case here.
Oh, okay.
Allowed.
How many dicks you suck? How many dicks there you suck?
15, like big barrels, 15.
15 dicks? Pages. Like 15 dicks you suck?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want just 2 minutes, man, just go look outside, yeah.
Oh, do you like to kiss man or kiss woman?
I don't know.
You're not sure yet?
Sorry, man, no.
Huh? Man or woman?
Sorry.
Man, are you...
If you want, you come to today morning, yeah, just want to look on the... straight away.
Fuck you, stupid.
Sorry?
Fuck you, stupid. I guess he understood that. Whatever. He was just agreeing. I don't know. Whatever. How many dicks? You know I like 15. The fuck he comes with 15 from? Pulling numbers out of his ass. Oh, yeah. 15?
They said it's $1.51 for every pound. Does that sound right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So that would be, yeah, more. That's right. It's bigger than a dollar. But that would make sense. Yep. Used to be twice that back in the day.
Yeah, man. Fucking euro. Whatever. That doesn't make any sense. Here's a different number. Same thing. I don't know. Nunu sent in two numbers for the same place, but he already answered. I'll try the other. Oh, he said that the first number he sent me was wrong. But that was funny, though. That was worth it. Okay. This is the right number for the place. That's funny. Still a BP station.
Call number. Keep that one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like 15, you know? 15.
You want sex? A lot of sex.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, that's Scat. You got Scat there?
Pardon?
Do you have Scat?
You can come in the morning. I don't know.
What? I'm
a new staff.
Are you Banchod?
Yeah.
You're Banchod?
Pardon?
Are you Banchod?
I don't know. You come after 8 o'clock sometime.
Oh.
Mr. Satish will come.
Okay. Do you fuck? Right. You fuck fucking shit? Stupid?
All right.
Shit, stupid fuck?
Pardon?
Stupid shit fucking?
I couldn't got it, please.
No, fucking you. Fuck you.
Oh.
Shit. You heard him back there. He said shit.
Shit. Bullshit.
They're looking up shit. Shit, shit.
Yeah, shit.
What is shit? Oh, my God. He said, when you shit, you go to Kakas.
He sound pretty Punjabi, too, man.
Kakus. Punjabi, then I guess it's Tera Marilan. Shit. I forgot to try Tera Marilan. Damn it! Kutia, whatever Kutia means. They always say Kutia in the middle of Tera Marilan, like Kutia! Whatever that one means, I don't know. Alright. Anyway, here's Dennis, again, who has lost the phone and doesn't have the contacts anymore. Maybe it's Denise. It says D-E-N-I-S, like penis with a D. I'll say Dennis. This is Penis August. Oh, come on. Come on, penis.
Your call has been forwarded to tell us.
I gotta try again. I want to call him penis instead of Venus.
Venus.
Yeah, it's his name D-E-N-E-S. I'm putting a P instead. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Hello? Oh, shit. It's going to voicemail.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, maybe not. But still, I'm done. Done with it. Andrew says, new cell phone, finally, new number, text me your name and something. Well, I'll do something. Hello? Hello, Andrew?
Hello?
Andrew, hey. Andrew,
what up? Who's there?
Hey, it was, man, you said that you have a new cell phone. You sent me a message here.
Who's this here?
This is Cross.
Look
up. Yeah, we're. You sent me a message that you got a new cell phone finally. Congratulations, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, who's this?
My name's Cross.
Draco, but look, man, I'm in the room. What? Cut down, but
oh, you're in the middle of doing meth? Fucker. Okay, I think he was.
I think he shoved the phone up his ass and was talking to you right that moment.
I think
too,
he was.
That didn't sound clear
I
at all.
I think he was, and he was like, let me make fake disturbances.
Well, those rectal sounds. Take it out of your phone, out of your ass, man. Talk on the mic.
Made fake static in order to get off the phone. Okay. Why would you find the need to do that instead of just hanging up? Whatever.
That was fake.
Who does it anymore? Phones just drop now.
I don't know, dude.
Phones just drop. They don't go anymore. They haven't for a long time. Used to be able to sound
good
for the
tunnel. Nobody has analog anymore. That's why no one has analog.
That's funny. Dumbass. All right, let's try to call Fishman again. What do you say, Milkman? Milkman?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Milkman.
Milkman. Fishman.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Renaissance Boston Waterfront. This is Mika. How may I assist you?
Hey, horse. I need to speak to Fishman, Chuck Fishman.
Give me just a moment.
Thank you, horse. Horse? 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 Hey, man, how you doing, man? It's Black Man. How you doing, man? Is this Fish Man?
Oh.
Hey, is this Fish Man?
I can barely hear you, man, either.
Is this Fish Man? Chuck Fish Man?
You got his room. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Black Man. Milkman.
And how you doing?
Milkman gave me a call, man. He said, hey, man, Fish Man needs some help, man. So I'm gonna
need
be
help finding the milkman.
I'm gonna be.
I'll send him your way.
I'm gonna be driving the boat, man.
My rascal didn't say that bitch.
Does it even sound like?
I like that guy. I like the character.
Hey, man.
Black man.
Does it even sound
black man?
Black man. It's Black Man. Black Man.
Got his room.
Yeah,
his room. He must have some guests. He's entertaining males there. Sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, it's got several men there having a good time watching TV. Alright, someone has a free. What? Free haul off service. They'll haul your shit. Appliances or anything. Metal, junk, metal, and see if they can haul a whole side of the house or something. I don't know. Yeah, is this the haul off service? Steven?
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, it sure is.
Hi, I'm in a wheelchair, and I got a few things in my house I need hauled off. You maybe can sell them for scrap. Okay. Sell them for scrap and shit, right?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
You could probably sell them for scrap and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
motherfucker. Yeah, we scrap all this stuff. We yeah.
Can I tell you what I got? See if you can take the shit.
Okay.
All right, I need you to take off the garage door. Inside there's a washing machine. You can take that. I want you to take the dryer. I want you to take the water heater. Okay?
Okay.
There's metal shelving on the side. I want you to take all that. I want you to take all the stuff that's on the shelves. I have, like, little things of oil and all the tools, Craftsman tools. You can take that and take the lawnmower. Okay?
Okay. It's the garage. He said something about a garage door, right?
Yeah, you could take the garage door. Yeah, it's made out of metal.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I
got this big. I got a big copper still there. It's made out of pure copper. You could take that.
It's a copper what?
A copper still for making whiskey.
Oh, it's a copper still. Okay.
You can take that. Do whatever the fuck you want with that motherfucker. Get it out of here. Yep. And then you can take the door that goes inside the house. And then inside, you can take anything, you know. You can take the refrigerator, the sink. You can take out the wood, the floor, take that. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can saw off big chunks of the concrete in the garage and take that if you want.
We only take metal.
Only metal. Yeah, I got a lot of metal shit. And after you take all that stuff, you can put them right up your ass.
What the hell?
You lost me right there, man.
Hope that
there's a correction on the list, I guess. We missed a call for some piglets for sale right about the last number. Piglets for sale.
Piglets for sale.
Squeal like a pig now.
From Nunu? From Nunu, my friend?
Ken? I don't know. Ken?
Ken?
I don't know.
And this one. Piglets. Feeder pigs. Oh, okay. I marked the wrong one then. Okay, that was the wrong one. All right, good, good. But yeah, well, but I want to call this guy back first because that's kind of fun.
No. I was just passing the message here.
All right, I'll get to it. Thank you.
I can't see the lift.
You have reached the voice.
They won't pick up again. Alright, we'll get to the pigs.
Okay.
Feeder pigs for sale, $80 per piglet. They weigh 50 pounds. So, why feeder? Because we can feed on them, you know? No piggies. Alright, so we got Mariah.
Pigs in a blanket, no piglets. Well, shitty. Alright.
Listen,
that on another call, another time.
I guess so. Mariah says that she's single again, and on a serious note, fuck love, I'm done. Try to keep the rude comments to yourself. Text me if you need me. How about we call her and see if she wants to fuck?
Yeah.
Now she's sick.
Yeah, well, like, you gotta, like, not bring that up for the first minute.
No.
Okay, at least give her 5 minutes to get a little bit wet, dude, before you, you know, slam her in the ass.
I think this is going to be a quick one if she does pick up. Hang on, let me get a friend's name.
Okay, I see. Right, yeah, hit and run, right?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Is that Mariah?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Eddie. I'm friends... Well, one of your friends told me, I guess, that you're single. Candy? You know Candy?
No.
Candy Simbro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she's your friend and that you just got, you're just single as of not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess she said that she thinks me and you probably be able to hook up, you know?
That we need to what?
That we need to kick it, you know? Like, hook up.
Oh.
Like, I'm totally down.
What's your name?
Like, I'm just, I've been bored. Oh, my name's Eddie. Eddie Cross.
Okay.
Yeah, I run a IT technology company. We make game apps for the phones. Yeah, we're really good. And I got a lot of money. I got a nice car. Yep. I drive a Bugatti. And, you know, I like to take you on a ride. You know, take you for a ride and shit, motherfucker.
This is weird.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, you know how Candy is, right? She's crazy. Like, you know Candy pretty well, I guess, or no, not really. I mean, I thought you guys...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I've been in a few threesomes with her, you know, and we're kind of cool. And then we hooked up on the side. I'm hoping you knew about this. Now, maybe I shouldn't tell you about this. It's kind of personal, now that I think about it. You there?
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, don't tell her. Don't tell Candy I told you about that. I thought she might have told you or something. Yeah, but yeah, they're swingers, you know.
And she gave you my number?
Yeah, because she said you might be down. I guess, you know, she said that you're not into the swinging scene, but, you know.
No, I don't.
She doesn't want to do a threesome, me, you, and her, or anything like that. Nothing like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no. It's like she thinks me and you should fuck, probably. You know, like just maybe she's trying to help you out. She paid for 3 hours.
She paid for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean she paid for 3 hours?
For 3 hours of time, you know, for me to be with you. Like, she paid for it.
She paid you?
Yeah. That is what I do.
Well,
I think she said something about that, like, you were real bummed out, that you were single now. She wanted you to have a good time and get him off your mind. So, yeah.
Okay, why would she pay you?
Because I'm, you know, kind of like a male escort.
You're a male escort?
Yep. I usually deal with older women, but yeah, she's one of my regulars, and she said that, you know, you really needed it. So, yeah, just giving a call, see when you want to set that up for. Like, I'm free tonight unless you'd rather wait. Till during the week, that's cool. I just have to make sure it's okay with my schedule.
Okay.
Like, whenever. I'm already paid, so it's whenever you want. You know what I mean? Like, you can wait for however long till you feel like you want to get freaky and then just give me a call then. Did you have any questions? Did you have any questions about me? Like,
I don't want to fuck. I mean, I would hang out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a waste of money, but that's kind of weird. I'm sure. Yeah, whatever you want. I already got paid, like I said. 3 hours. You can do whatever you want with me for 3 hours.
Okay.
All right. So, what day this week? You want to wait?
Oral. Are you free tonight?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could do that, totally. You want to just text me back with your address and I'll come by?
Yeah, sure.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'm going to go take a quick shower and put on my sexy clothes, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay.
I wanted to get out of that. That was starting to get awkward.
I know.
Like, she's like, yeah, I guess you could come over.
I was trying to message you, dude. Yeah, I was like, tell her to describe herself to you. That's what I wanted to hear. I'm sure it was going to be something great. Then tell her you want to do oral sex. You like oral sex.
She obviously believes that her friend Candy has threesomes with this dude.
That's right.
And then she paid for him to be with her for 3 hours and cheer.
I'm supposed to call back Candy.
Oh my god, that's gonna be awkward when they talk tomorrow, huh? Maybe she'll even text you. Oh, she's probably gonna text her now. Like, did you just fucking really? What? I would never. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
She got interested. Yeah, you know, she said, "Fuck." Service.
That's interesting that she was so willing. Here's someone who's selling some farm eggs. I just was gonna take a shower and put on my sexy clothes. Yes, I said that. I sure got away with the ladies, guys. All right, next. Troy is...
So who was that one joke you said, what, 50 inches of lust or something like that?
54 inches of lust. New year, new job, new crib, new number. This is Troy who sends this to us. Well, I'm sorry, this is Troy who posted that message. So let's call his new number.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, how you doing? You got a new phone.
What was it?
You got a new phone. Yeah.
Who's that?
I'm a sexual pervert.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. No, I saw your message. You got your, said, yeah, I got a new phone, everybody. Yeah.
Who's this?
My name's Cross.
Cross?
Mm-hmm.
Where I know you from?
Well, you're on my Facebook. I obviously know you. I think we went to school together. School?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, boy? How's it been?
Good.
When'd you get out? When'd you get out? Hello? What a round. I don't know what to do with that.
When'd you get out?
That's racist. Race. All right. Lynette. 1-year-old German Shepherd Husky mix for sale. Yay. Got her a few days ago. She isn't working out with her family. Free to a good home machine. All right. Sorry, I'm just looking here at her. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
The voicemail box of...
Oh, pass. We got any of the UK numbers left?
Well, let me look back at Nunu. Yes, Nunu sent in more.
He said he had some more.
Yeah, he did. All right, let me get him.
Right on. Yeah.
Okay. What do we got here? Hamid Nagiba Abdul Hamid. Okay. Yeah, hi. Is that Nagiba Abdul Hamid?
Who
From telephone?
From where?
From the telephone.
Oh, from where? What's regarding?
My house? Oh, yeah, because I'm going to come for breakfast.
For breakfast?
Yeah, will you make me some breakfast? What do you make? Do you make some porridge?
Sorry, what do you call? Are you calling from where?
Oh, I'm calling from my telephone, my house.
And where is your house?
It's here. I'm number 30 on Furnace Road.
30 Furnace Road?
Yeah, I'm coming over. You're going to make breakfast for me? And, you know, do you have orange juice? Or what do you eat for breakfast? Samosas? What the fuck do you eat, motherfucker?
Sorry?
What do you eat for breakfast? What are we going to have for breakfast? I'm coming. Do you have eggs?
You need to eat some things.
Yeah, do you have eggs?
Okay. Just one second.
Okay. He's checking for eggs. He's going to come back. No, I have no eggs.
Out of the refrigerator.
I'm out of eggs. No, I have one, two, three eggs. Two eggs. I have two eggs. I'm so hungry. He just had two eggs. Hello, how many eggs do you have?
Just one second.
Okay.
I'll tell you how many eggs I will have.
Hello?
Just one second.
I'm horny. Hello?
Yeah, hold a second. Can you hold a second?
I'm horny.
Okay.
Hello?
Just hold a second.
I can probably... I'm muting myself to him.
Yeah, hi. I have someone. Yeah. No, please. Can I please? Yeah. He's on the line. Do you think someone he will call by 4 o'clock in the morning and he will make something like that? No, but he's on the phone. He's on the line with me, on the home line. But he will call. Do you think this is the right time someone to call someone and he asks him for... But really, this is an emergency, which is I don't know who calling. This is his first time. My name is Sammy.
Hello, damn it, hello. 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 Mr. Sir. Look, we're still connected. I think he's covering the phone so we can't hear his conversation anymore. I think it's funny that he's reporting as if they're like telling him, so what? He's just like, they're like, whatever, so what? Shut up. I can call him back because he's going to be busy, I think. Let me see. He had it still connected. He just was attending to the other phone. He was covering it. Damn. Should have stayed on.
Yeah, he is. Trying to be slick.
Someone make a fun of me.
They're making fun on me. That's pretty good.
All right. Here's R. Ben Abdul Rahman. I wasn't making fun. I just asked if I could come over for breakfast. How's that making fun? I just asked how many eggs you have.
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck did I say?
How many eggs, exactly? He said, what, is this 4 o'clock in the morning? Okay, I've been forwarded to the
T-Mobile
voicemail
service. 079. T-Mobile. Yeah, seriously, dude. I wasn't being obscene.
Make up fun, yeah.
I have been forwarded to the T-Mobile voicemail service. 079-5657.
Yeah, he says make a fun every week. That's a good one. Yeah, we'll have to put him on our regular call list. Hi there. Make a fun.
How do you like that?
Still perfected.
Try to narc on us, motherfucker.
What, dude? He was on me, man.
What? Huh? What?
Why would people get offended because you're hungry? That's a basic human urge, man. Needs. Mm. You gotta have food.
Hello?
We're sorry. Your call could not be completed. Error. Code 480.
Huh.
Damn it, that was low. Yeah, there I hung up right before that damn beep. Killed this once already.
That's good time.
All right. Oh, well, we're at our new number. New number. No more new number.
No news.
All
right. Well, dude, thanks. That was actually a pretty decent list, man. Good job, Minis.
For a change. Shit.
Yeah, man. Good thing about, man.
So we need, motherfucker.
That's great.
Yes. All right. Someone has free rats.
Hey, he's over in Lancashire, England.
Someone has free rats. Well, two of them are 1 year old. Two of them are 6 months, and four of them are babies. 2 months. All right. No answer.
Hello, you read Debbie, Vinny, Casey.
See, told you. All right, here's a free dog. I really want to eat
a dog.
I want to eat a dog, man.
Ask if you can do like experiments on it. Yeah. Is it smart enough to do experiments on?
Yeah.
Would it try to bite you? Or...
No answer.
Wanda. Oh, free dog. Somebody got their free dog.
Coming up next, Aina has a free dog. Aina. Anal without the L.
Aina?
This is anal.
Oh, Aina.
I get it.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Anal?
Hello?
Anal? Hello? Hi, you have a dog? Something tells me she's heard that before.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I ruined it.
She's familiar with the term.
Shit, she knows what anal is.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, is it Anna?
Hello?
Is it Anna? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Anna? Anna! Fuck her, liar.
Wow.
I'm not muted.
Ask her about the dog. Hmm.
All right, we got for sale Rottweiler pups. Yo.
Rottweiler pups.
Dog that will kill you and eat you if you piss it off.
Definitely face off.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Barely?
Yes.
Oh, no. Hi, my name is Cross.
How can I help you?
Do you have Rottweilers?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How old are they?
They were born on December 3rd.
Okay. So how old are they?
They're about almost, 6 weeks.
How many months is that?
6 weeks.
How many months is that, though?
About 1.5 months.
Okay. All right. Are they boys or girls?
They're boys.
Do they kiss each other?
Huh?
Do they kiss each other?
Do they what?
Kiss each other.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Do they kiss each other? Do they kiss each other?
The dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
What do you mean you don't know what to say? Come on. Do they kiss each other? Yes or no? That's it. That's all you got to say.
What are you talking about? Do they lick each other, the puppies? Yes.
Yeah. See? That means they're, you know, a little gay. Are you Kanaka? Are you Kanaka?
No.
You're Howley?
Which one?
You're Howley? Come on, man. I need help, man. Come on, my man. I need help. Maybe I am having trouble with my audio. I don't know. Maybe I
just wonder your output. No, I've been hearing people say what for a long time about your output audio. I'm just wondering, you know, can you verify it?
Can you tell me? Hang on, let me restart that application. Let's see.
They have a double control output audio.
All right, well, let's ask the guy. Do I sound better yet? He's going to say, he's not going to answer. Fuck him. I don't like him. Beautiful pearl white wedding dress for sale. All right, let's ask about sex in it.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some pearl. You got, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a pearl white wedding dress?
Oh, yeah, hang on a second.
Fucking shit.
Hi, yes.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Hi,
Do you have
you're interested in the wedding dress?
Yeah, the wedding dress. Yeah. Did you wear it, honey?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have pictures of you in it that I could see?
Is it for your fiancé?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a stateside member. Are you in Guam?
Yeah.
May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Cross. I'm on the base, you know? I live on the base, motherfucker.
Okay. Is there a website that you have that I can send a photo to?
I have a website you can, yeah. Would you like, can you go to it now so I can see?
You have a website?
Yeah, you can just go there and it'll come up. You can send it to me, the picture there. What did he say?
Okay, let me know what the wedding dress is. I'm sorry, the website, and I'll go ahead and look it up right now.
All right, are you at the computer now?
Yes.
All right, it's Glory, G-L-O-R-Y. Hole,
H-O-L-E.
Uh-huh. Hole, H-O-L-E.
Okay.
Foundation.com.
Okay.
And you should see like a green tree.
I see it. Enter the website.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
Babe.
Got him again. Yeah.
We must have lost her there. What did we miss?
She fell for the GHF. I am the GHF man tonight. Love it. Got her good. Jai, I don't love that. He loves those calls. Ken reports he's looking at the log. According to the log, she's still on the site. Still can't get off of it. It's being watched now by Dashy or Ken and or Ken.
I can't get off of it.
Let me call, see if I can help them get off.
She watched it for 11 seconds.
Oh, thanks for the website. It's awesome, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, I think I gave you the wrong one.
No, you didn't give me the wrong one.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a practical joke. Isn't it great? I like that stuff too. I like looking at it.
I have your number now.
That's my favorite kind of porno.
It's okay. I have your number now.
It's my favorite kind of porno. I wanted your wife to see it. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
She saw it, and I was imagining her in her wedding dress seeing it. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Well, luckily I had the number, and I worked for the police here, so that's awesome. So I'll forward that number over to my colleagues. Appreciate it.
I have a diplomatic immunity. I work on the base. So.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, he's going to call the international police.
Yeah, I'm sure the Guam police is going to get right on there.
But Guam forces are moving in right now, closing in on your site right now. You are under predator drone surveillance now.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right.
She only lasted 11 seconds, man. Which spot failed from the site.
Still, that's pretty good.
It's pretty shocking, man. 11 seconds and it's all it took.
Oh my God. Have you ever done it, Milkman? Have you ever done it just to try it? I do. I did once.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I'm afraid to go over there because I don't know what I'm going to see or what will happen to you. I've never went.
It just opens up this bunch of porn images on a window and you can't close them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Yeah. You can't close.
There's sound, too. I forget what the sound is.
Oh. Wow.
I check it. The only reason I check it now is to see if it's changed or different or updated. That's the only reason why I go there on purpose, of course. Joe Knives.
You got to crash to get it to shut down? Or you got to go to like the task manager and stop the browser?
Yeah, if you're using Chrome, you can just right-click on Chrome and kill it, I think. Chrome handles it pretty well. Oh. They still pop up, but it's easier to manage. But like, if you're using IE, forget it. It's all over the fucking place.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I see you have some knives?
Yes.
Is there a man I can talk to about them, or?
Right now, my husband is sleeping.
Oh, were you just fucking him and you knocked him out?
Hello?
Were you just having sex with him and now he got sleepy tired, sex tired?
Oh.
Hello? Did you give him some pineapple? Okay. Yeah. I think so.
She must have figured it out. Making sexy with us.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ken confirms in the last three minutes, there were 20... hits on the Glory Hole Foundation, people checking it out. So,
hello.
Yeah, hi. What happened? Did we get disconnected?
Yes.
Can you wake husband up, or did you really give it to him hard?
I can call you back later on.
Oh, man. Wow. Are you busy now?
Right now, because he came from work, so
oh,
okay. I don't think he was going to get up right now.
Oh, well, you can go fuck him now in the bed and wake him up, you know, a little bit.
Oh, maybe you.
You want me to fuck
you? Are you calling that for like that?
Yeah, let's fuck me and you.
He said, you're calling me for like that thing?
Well, I want the knives. I was looking at your knife collection for $20.
So you don't need to say anything bad like that.
Oh, because usually, like, when the man comes home, he eats something and then gets fucked by the wife and goes to sleep. Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You should shut up your mouth.
No, you shut up your mouth, motherfucker.
And stop calling people and saying something stupid words.
Fuck you, Kanaka.
Stupid. Grow up. Okay, bye.
Piece of shit. Motherfucker, you. Whatever. She stuck there for a while.
Oh, boy. She was pretty happy with this man.
Damn. You call for that?
Yeah. Well, she said you could call back later. You could call back for the husband. Maybe he'll help her. He just come home from work.
Parakeets for sale. Those little motherfuckers are so annoying. $10. I had a parakeet that would sing. He was a cool guy.
Oh.
He was a cool guy, that parakeet.
Oh, my.
Oh, no, bullshit. The cockatiel talked. The parakeets are just stupid.
Cockatiel, yeah.
The parakeets are just dumb as fuck.
That's the one that's got the crest that goes up and down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The parakeets are smaller and they're just stupid.
Cockatiel or cockatoo?
Cockatiel.
I get it mixed up.
No, cockatiel's a small one. Cockatoo's a big-ass one.
Okay, yeah, not the one that Beretta had, the little ones I'm talking about.
Mm. Beretta had one? I never seen one episode of Beretta.
Yeah, yeah, cockatoo. He had a cockatoo. He had, like, the big one.
It was Beretta Bill Shatner, right?
No,
that was
T.J.
Hooker. I don't know, who was Beretta? A little before my time.
Robert. Robert Blake?
Yeah, it was Robert Blake. You're right, yeah, because he killed his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, right?
That deal. That guy. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. No answer there.
Clay's got a parrot. That's funny, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Clay, why don't you have the parrot do some calls with you, man, and repeat some shit.
Yeah, I'd like to have a parrot, there's so many, the feathers.
Hey,
fuck you! The feathers are everywhere when you get a bird like that, and God, when they're molting, they get real cranky and they'll bite you and they'll squawk a lot because they're in pain because they're molting their feathers. Yes, hi. You have steel batons?
No.
You have steel batons?
No.
You have steel batons?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I want to hit you over the head with them.
Huh?
I want to hit you over the head with them, you dumb motherfucker.
What's your problem, dude?
Oh, I want to see the steel batons and maybe buy them. I am on the base. I'm on the base, motherfucker. Bye. Hello. There he goes. Here's what I figured out, Milkman. When we're calling Guam, they're having a few second delay. That's why they're saying I can barely hear you and shit. Yeah, yeah. The lines to Guam are clogged.
So you have
up.
To pause when you talk.
Yes, that's what's going on. So yeah, but we're moving out of Guam now, and now we're going to Honolulu.
Honoruru.
Honoruru. And a room to share for $600.
How big's your ass? You got room for me?
Hello? Hey, boy, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I see you have a room to share.
Yes.
Oh, nice. It's a nice room. Nice bed comes with it, or I bring bed?
You bring the bed.
Okay, and who am I sharing it with, a woman or a man?
A man. The information is on the ad.
No, it says, hey, listen, damn it, it says $600 room to share available. That's all it says.
Oh, no, there's the details.
Oh, okay. Is it a white man or is it a Kanaka that I sleep with?
It's a black person.
Oh, God. Like black, black? Like dark, dark black? Sorry. Oh, shit. That's horrible what I just did. I'm sorry, guys.
He seems a little sensitive.
I'm not kidding you. Listen, when I went on a date with a black girl once, and that's exactly how my mom reacted when I told her. I was 20 years old, and I told her I was going on a date with a black girl, and she reacted. Uh-huh. She's like, is she like really black, black? Or like, I'm like, Mom, really? Like, you always taught me like not to be racist and shit. And she's like, I don't, but yeah, but. It's like people that like are pro-life, except for when it comes, or pro-choice, except if it came to their daughter.
South thing, dude. It's thing too, man. Like, cause you're from Florida, man. So, and plus, a lot of Latins don't necessarily, you know, choose to get along with the blacks either. From those days,
yeah.
From your mom's time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would have been different. I even remember my grandma, man. It's like, you know, talking about, you know, collards and Negroes, you know,
oh my God,
I mean, you know,
man.
that was how they talked
in
those
said.
Days.
That's what, yeah. I mean, in Puerto Rico, they say
Negroes. Oh, no, my grandma would have kicked my ass if I said I want to date a collar.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you? You have a room for rent?
Hello?
You have a room for rent?
Oh, it's taken already.
Oh, fucking
it's
shit.
It's taken already.
You fucking shit motherfucker.
Yeah, it is shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Now, up your asshole, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Shut up again.
Yeah,
son you shut up.
I'm a cowboy. Son of a gun.
You shut up.
You shut up. Whoa. Wow.
Shut up.
Shut up, my God. Sounds like Mickey from Rocky. Get up, you son of a bitch.
Hi, this is Mel. Please leave your message. Thank you.
Really want to talk to Asian Rocky. No, Asian Mickey again. Come on, man.
Somebody said they're going to make Rocky like 5. Is that true?
Yeah, he's doing another one, yeah. That's what I hear. And he's in his 60s.
Yeah, I thought I saw him on Facebook.
Yeah, and a new Rambo, too. You know, the new Rocky was pretty good. The last one they did in 10... How long is it? It was like maybe 8 years ago. It was a good Rocky, and that Rambo they did back then was good, too.
Hi, this is Mel. Please leave your message. Thank you.
All right, no Mickey.
Like an angel on your shoulder, T. If you ever get hurt and you feel that you're going down, this little angel is going to whisper in your ear. He's going to say, get up, you son of a bitch! Because Mickey loves you.
Yeah, that's him. You son of a bitch!
Yeah, you son of a bitch! Get up, you son of a bitch!
The new Rambo's called Last Blood, apparently. Is that for real? Mike Dadani says that's pretty cool. Makes sense. Okay. Oh. You know what? A lot of people didn't catch. I hope, you know, I caught it. At the end of the latest Rambo, I think it was just called Rambo, the last scene, he is at, he's walking up to a house, and he's at the end of the long driveway, and there's a mailbox there, and it says Rambo. And that's his dad's house. Like, if you remember in the first movie, in First Blood, he was walking on his way to his dad's house after, you know, leaving the war or whatever it was. Or,
okay. So it's a time warp in the first movie.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was he was trying to walk to see his dad. He was a vagrant, kind of just traveling on the street. And on his way there, the one cop in the one town was a dickhead to him and freaked him out, and he went into the woods and killed a bunch of cops. So he finally, at the end of that one, he finally gets to see his, you know, see his dad. It's awesome. It was awesome. I caught it, at least, when I saw it. No one else in the movie theater saw it. No one else saw it when he was like, no, what are you talking about? You're stupid. No, that's what happened there, motherfucker. Yeah.
Nice. So now they're going to end it with Blast Blood.
I hope he just kills himself in the end, like a real Vietnam vet. He's like, oh, the war's still in me. Like that. He goes,
not all of us killed ourselves, man. Some of us just went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah! Dwight can't call. Why is Dwight trying to call? Too early to call, Dwight. Hang on, Dwight, because I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. This is what I've decided, Milkman. I hope you're going to stay. Don't call it or I don't live. Milkman, when we come back, we have more numbers. We've got some more of these shits for sales, rooms for rent. We got some UK numbers that just came in from New News straight off the box machine. I'm excited about that. We got those to look forward to. And yeah, I guess more stuff. I don't know what else. A whole bunch of shit, motherfucker. Milkman maybe going to do a prank call when we come back. Maybe. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm getting better. Yeah. I'm getting better.
And joining us, I believe we got Dwight is out there. He's going to be joining us. Neon's going to be on. And we have a big announcement after this. Did you hear back from Jim Stewart, Milkman? He said he might join us.
I talked to him earlier and got a message. Now I'm waiting to see, you know, here, and I'll check over the break. I'll let you know.
Cool. Jim Stewart might be joining us after the break. Excellent. All right. We'll be right back, everybody. Give me about 10 minutes. We're going to play a prank call by Mr. Dwight and then a prank call by me. Boo! Be right back. I'm going to try it out. Okay. I'm going to try it out.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
I rang again. What's going to happen now, huh?
Don't ring again, okay?
I already did, stupid. And I'll do it again.
Okay?
Take my order right now.
I will make a complaint.
Put me through to the... I want to talk to a man.
I want to speak to your supervisor.
I want to talk to a man.
Your supervisor.
What?
Your supervisor.
Well, what do you want to talk to him for? Are you going to complain?
About your attitude.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Gary Garcia.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Eddie Garcia. What's up, yo?
Hello?
Hello, this is Eddie.
Pardon?
This is Eddie, yo. How you doing?
Just a second.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
What you after?
This is Eddie.
Yeah, what?
Yo,
what
that,
you after?
Yo, you said you want to talk
to...
You want to talk to a manager, yo.
What do you want?
Yo, this is your manager.
Yeah, don't bother me. Don't call again, okay?
Go fuck
just
yourself.
Get off my lawn.
You stupid asshole.
Piss off.
I'll do that right now. You
piss
ready?
Off.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, piss off.
I just did.
Get off.
Okay.
Piss off.
Right.
What's with the reverse psychology? All of a sudden, the prank victims are asking to talk to my manager. I'm the one that says that all the time.
What the fuck?
Wait, is some kind of stupid?
Yep.
Yeah? Listen.
Hello.
Listen.
This is Austin.
What? Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, I called earlier. Some woman was talking to me. You know who that is?
You called some who?
I talked to you, stupid. And this woman was talking to me.
Excuse me. It's Sunshine Kebab. So where did you call?
I want to make an order for fucking kebab shit.
Oh, you want to do orders?
For fucking kebabs and shit. Huh?
Excuse me.
I want to make an order. Yeah. Can I make an order, please?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would you like?
I would like kebabs. Kebab, you have lamb meat. Listen.
Okay.
Stop it.
Small or large?
Monkey.
Is that small or large?
Large.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you want a small or large?
Yes, monkey. I want large, please.
Okay, you have to learn, finally, how can you speak, okay? You don't need to be rude. I'm not doing kebab for you, okay? Just
no,
come here.
No, please. Please, I'm hungry. Please.
Okay, you can come there.
No, I'm sorry, asshole monkey. I'm sorry. Donkey.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's you again, huh?
Who is this?
Listen, I only speak to men. Put the man on the phone again, please.
Okay. He says unless you're coming in for a kebab, then he's not speaking.
I'm coming in, so put him on. Tell him yes to put him on, because I'm coming in.
He says okay.
No, tell him that he's an asshole and get on the phone right now, or there's going to be trouble for you. I'm talking to you, Missy. You put him on the phone now, or you are going to be...
There's
going to be trouble for us. You heard him back there.
He said this can be trouble for us.
Oi, what does it mean, trouble?
You want me to hang out?
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, it's a long way of Tampa, Puerto Rico.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
He mellowed right down last night. He's like, yeah, I'm medicated.
Hello?
Hey. It was Joette.
He's sleeping.
We'll wake him up.
Well, who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. Go get Joel, Marie. Go get him, bitch.
Who is this?
This is Dwight. And I got the package. The package came today. I need fucking Joel. Tell Joel, get on the phone.
Púrate.
I'm not going to get on the phone after you just called me a bitch.
You're on the phone. I want Joe on the phone, you fucka puta.
That was me. I'm sorry.
I'm going to hang up now.
No, you're not. You're going to get Joe.
No, I'm going to hang up because you called me a fucking bitch.
I did not. It wasn't me.
Bitch, you don't have permission to hang up the phone.
I just said bitch. I didn't say fucking, you stupid whore.
Hey, you ever fuck
totally
Joe?
Fucked.
You ever let Joe's friends fuck you while he watch? Come on, baby. Hey, bitch. I still hear you. I hear you breathe.
Ew.
Yeah, I know, dude. Carlos is usually the one playing that vibe.
You nasty bitch. You nasty bitch.
She's flushing her bloody tampons.
What? I don't know, and they're asking for you.
Oh, fuck.
Who is this?
Hey, Joe.
Who is this?
Yeah, tell Marie she's got a fucking attitude problem, huh?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight.
Who?
Dwight. I got the package.
What package?
Your wife, she ordered like 3 dozen vibrators. I'm trying to get them to you.
Who the fuck are you, you fucking weasel?
Don't raise your voice to me, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
You want to fight? You want a fist fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you meet me at Walmart? We'll fist fight, motherfucker.
You fucking piece of shit, motherfucker, eh?
Yeah, we'll fight.
Well, you got a lot of fucking balls phone in my fucking phone call, my wife, that you fucking piece of shit. You want to fucking meet me like a fucking juvenile? Let's go right now, you fucking goose.
Well, you want to
meet?
Calm
down, Super Mario.
You know, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And after I beat you down, then my friend, he's going to come over and he's going to shit on your
voice,
face.
I know your fucking voice, you piece of shit. I know your fucking voice,
who is it then?
Fag.
Who is it? Who is it then?
KDK.
Why don't you be mad enough and tell me who you are, you fucking
if
piece of
shit? If you know
shit?
This voice, then you tell me, motherfucker.
Tell me who you are, you piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to meet me at Walmart right now, you fucking goof?
You meet me at the Walmart, and I'm telling you, after I beat
you.
You
want to meet me there, you fucking idiot, huh?
After I beat you, I'm going to shit on your chest. I'm going to shit on your chest.
Oh, fuck. You wish you could, eh? You'll never beat fucking Joe Burke.
Hell yeah. I think his wife hung up the phone. Like, Joe, you're getting too excited.
Hi, pals.
Hey, what's up?
What?
Hey, what the fuck, Joe? You on your way or what, you puta?
Hey, Joe. Hello.
Hey, you on your way?
Hi, Thunder.
Hey, you. Hey, don't call me by that name. Hey, you on your way? I'm gonna have another beer.
Hey, Thunder, it's you, isn't it? Huh?
Huh?
Is this Thunder?
Listen, I'm gonna take your
little
wife. Don't
piece of
stuff.
Shit. You little piece of shit, eh? You fucking weasel.
Oh, yeah?
That's who this is, isn't it?
I'm going to finger your wife's pussy.
That fucking little nigger thunder, eh?
I'm going to finger
it's
your wife's pussy.
It's that little nigger thunder, isn't it, eh? You fucking goof.
Hey, don't do that.
That's that little nigger thunder, isn't it, eh?
Can I come over?
Fucking nigger. You like beating on my daughter, you fucking goof?
I have
huh? You fucking goof.
How old is your daughter? Maybe I do.
You fucking piece of shit.
Did more than beat on her.
I fucked her, too.
Your daughter asked for it. That's why she got beat up.
Don't give me a fucking name.
Fucking whore.
Hey, won't you uncover
the
phone?
It's Thunder, bitch. You already have our name.
Uncover the phone.
This is Big Bag Thunder, S.A.
Thunder was the shittiest character in Killer Instinct.
Hey, won't you uncover the phone? We can't hear you, fucker. Come on, Joe. Hey, Joe.
What?
Hey, uncover the phone, motherfucker.
Yeah. Why don't you give me your name?
Yeah.
You know who I am. Why don't you give me your name, huh?
They call me White Chocolate.
That's some fucking balls to phone here and I fucking mouth off like that, but you won't give me your name, you little fucking nigger. What's your name?
They call me White Chocolate.
What's your name, you fucking goose? Hey, give me your fucking name, piece of shit.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a piece of shit for having the last name. I'm
in jail. If you call somebody a goof, it's fighting words. You're a fucking goof, idiot.
Yeah,
you're a fucking goof. You wouldn't give me your name.
Well,
Dallas told us to call.
Yeah, your wife's pussy smells like rotten eggs.
You are a fucking goose, you know that? You wouldn't know what the fuck my wife smells like, you fucking idiot, because she's way out of your class. You're a fucking goose, you know that? You're a piece of shit.
She sell me her panties.
Why don't you come here? Hey, why don't you fucking come to where I live, hey, you fucking goose? Oh, give me, better yet, beat me up at Walmart. I'll go up there right now, tough guy.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Hey?
Come on, motherfucker. Yeah. Come
hey,
on.
Yeah, tell him, we'll come
I'm
give me bus fare first
I'm
to meet up at Walmart, you fucking idiot.
Well,
give me bus fare there, eh, you fucking idiot.
You come.
What are you, like a Mexican kid?
Why don't you give me a fucking short-tall truck and meet me up at Walmart?
You know what?
You know what?
Listen, motherfucker. Hey.
You know what? You're a fucking idiot, you know that? You're not man enough to give me a fucking name, are you?
Listen.
Give me your name.
I know about the tattoo
your
on your right forearm,
I don't have to listen,
to
you fucking bitch. Just give me your fucking name, goof.
I know about the tattoo on your
give
right
me your
forearm,
name, goof.
Bitch.
All I need to know is your name, goof. Give it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Give me your name, goof.
Yeah, it's because you're a pussy.
Give me your name, goof.
Hey, listen. How much for your wife's pussy?
You fucking goof. Hey, you listen, you fucking goof. Because I'm going to bend you over the nearest stump and shove something up your fucking ass and shoot you like my bitch, you piece of
okay,
shit.
So you're gay now. Right?
You're going to be my bitch. And hey, you. I'm going to shove my cock in your fucking mouth, you dirty whore.
Yeah, right.
After I fucking treat your boyfriend like my bitch, hey? After I treat your boyfriend like my bitch.
What's the matter, goof?
Talk to her like...
call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box at a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Go, 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 go. Hey, everybody. We're back from break. I'm Carlito. I'm now joined by Milkman.
Oh, hey, everybody, though.
Dwight.
Hey, yeah, I'm the goofy.
And Neon.
It's Neon. Hello.
Neon, you're our newest. Oh, yeah, I was going to announce. Whoa, turn the music down, Milkman. Neon is our newest host on PCN. Yay, Neon. Neon.
What? What? Sexy Neon? Is that
yeah.
Oh,
legit.
Legit. Do you have a night for your show? Or right. Just gonna go whenever?
Yeah. I'm going to let Dwight be the Jay Leno on Saturdays, and I'll be the Conan right after him. Okay. So I'll be...
There you go. Jay Leno. The biggest,
just for a little bit.
Biggest douchebag in the history of... No, that's not true.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'll just... I'm looking at maybe doing an after show from Dwight's show on Saturdays.
Okay. Ooh. Great.
And I'm revamping my show. No more N-words on my show anymore. No more.
No more?
Sure. Did I say it's just going to be like 3 hours of me asking people to fist fight. That's all it's going to be.
Okay. All right. No, it's been getting a little crazy, especially on your show, David. Good God. This is going nuts. Oh, everyone's just like, N-word this. Now you got the listeners calling into those shows. But hey, that's on them. No, that's on the listeners who call in. Like, it's funny. We had fun last night, though. Wow.
Those guys are fucking insane last night.
Yeah, man. That was fun. Yeah. What's the song you had played for Milkman last night or whatever?
I want milk from the Milkman's wife's tits or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Never I don't know.
Sloth said that it was a favorite of everybody's.
Definitely.
So blame it on him.
I'm down. Play it.
Nunu's found like 4 songs related to the word milkman. It's kind of funny. He's sent me a few in the past over the years. He's always on the lookout for
I sent you one, dude. I think it was Anthrax.
Yeah, that was an Anthrax song, yeah. There's... Nope. Okay.
No, it wasn't that. Anyway, I know I sent you one. Madhouse is the Anthrax.
Let me see if I can find Nunu Milkman. I don't think that's what it was called. No. If I put in Milkman, it's going to be a bunch of Madhouse stuff comes up. Yeah, see, I can't figure it out. For Milkman, if I put that in, Monty Python comes in? Maybe that's it. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. So you sent that to me, Milkman. Ventrilo Harassment, YouTube. I don't see what it would be. I can't play. 2007.
Here's one. It's Aphex Twin's Milkman.
Aphex Twin has a Milkman song, really?
Yes.
I got it right here. No, never mind. I got an Aphex Twin Milkman. I'll play that.
Oh, no. Okay.
Let's see if it says Milkman. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we got to do some pranks. Here's one that I didn't get to on the first list that you sent me, Dwight. This is a $475, 64-square-foot rental to share. This is scary music. Aphex Twin, I've tried to listen.
I wish the milkman would deliver my milk.
There you go. This is the one that Nunu sent before.
I wish the milkman would deliver my milk. When I'm yawning,
I wish the milkman would deliver my milk. Well, Nunu sent me the original version of this.
With the Carly, you know what this song's about, right?
He wants to get cummed on? Or eat.
It's about the milkman's tits.
Oh.
It's the milkman's wife's tits.
Nope.
Oh, no. Well, who threw the message after the phone?
Answer machine.
This is pretty jovial.
I would like some milk from the milkman's wife's tits.
Oh, this is it.
Alright.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Don't act like you really like it. Just because it has your name in it.
That's great, dude. Hell yeah, it's got my name in it, and it's even better.
And you're married. You're married in it. You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so, man. I'll find out, man. I'll get my girl over here, and we'll just start some milking. Come here, honey.
My God.
She's a little shy. Wow. It's my stuff. It's my stuffed doll over there.
Oh, boy. Didn't need to say that.
Your real doll? I didn't need to hear that either.
Nah.
All right. Here, speaking of dolls, here's Shelby. Shelby has a purebred Jack Russell Terrier for sale. Yeah. Would you do a real doll, Milkman? Have you seen a real doll before? Uh-huh. Those really realistic sex dolls? Hello? Milkman? Oh, he's not going to answer. Would you have sex with a sex doll, like those real dolls that are really realistic?
Hello?
Oh, fuck no.
Hey, Shelby, how you doing?
Actually, it's Cheryl.
It says Shelby here, damn it. You have a purebred Jack Russell? Terrier? Hello?
Hello?
Cheryl?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a purebred Jack Russell Terrier for sale.
Yes, actually, I have 7 of them.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How old are these little guys?
They're 3 weeks old.
Okay. Are their ears open and their eyes open? And their sexual organs?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Their sexual organs are working?
Yeah, everything's working.
Okay, good. Yeah, I have one of those sex dolls, a fuck doll, and I popped it last night. I got on top of it one too many times. So I need something else to keep me company. So I thought of Jack Russell. Yeah, I popped it with my
That's
way.
Sick.
Yeah. Ew.
Sick. Ew.
You gotta be pretty.
Did you see her picture, Carlito?
No picture.
Huh? What?
No picture. You could hear me if you had a mic stand.
No. Why not?
Is that Autumn? Autumn, whatever. Winters. I think that's her. She sounds way older than she looks. I'll tell you what. Duh. Can't believe I said that's Autumn. That's horrible. That's rude of me. I should have let Neon said that because Neon hates her. Blah. Moving right along, the next number here is
probably a good idea too.
Yeah. Wes E. Collier lost a phone in the mountains. Need everyone's number. All right. Want to take one, Dwight? I've been doing pranks all night.
Sure.
I could take a break after my break. That'd be great. That means I could take my medicine.
Oh, shit's about to get live, man.
Please leave your message for...
Try again.
Apparently, Wessie is a girl.
It sounds like a dog. I thought it was Wessie like a collie. That's a dog's name. All right, we got Troy who has a new phone also.
Please
Troy.
Leave your message for 75.
Nothing like that new phone smell, right? Don't you love it? You got a new cell phone. Oh, yeah.
Five, 1, 9, 7, 0.
No. Nope. Stephanie, Saved Pit needs a new home, or we'll kill it. No.
Huh?
Or not. Or we'll trade for a beagle puppy. That's horrible. You're gonna trade?
Stupid bitch. She's a hairstylist at Mastercuts.
You still got this?
Yeah.
beautiful.
Sure.
Master.
After ask her, she'll give you the masturbator.
Well, damn.
Goddamn fuck shit.
It's been forwarded.
I'll do her again. Pop it in there again.
Without asking.
Surprise. You got it in there.
Peekaboo!
My name's Carol.
God damn it.
It's been forwarded to an automatic
voice. Quit making fun on me.
Oh, that guy was great. Call him back.
I was sitting there listening, and I thought I heard the person on the other phone tell him to hang up and see what happens.
Yeah. What did you call it? Hang on, Bill. I heard the British accent, the British, proper British accent from the police guy. Yeah, you can talk to him if he answers.
Okay.
I really need my medicine. Nope.
Fuck.
Yeah, striking out. Damn, Bray killed it. Here's Cheyenne. You know, that's a classy girl with that name. And she is selling her prom / homecoming dress. Not really set on a price, so give her an offer. Neon, you do that. You would wear a prom dress, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You went to prom? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. Me too. I know Dwight did. He was like the high school jock king of the school.
He was like the homecoming king or something.
Probably.
Prom king.
He was like, duh. He walked around with a football all the time going, duh.
He had a football at his speech, like when he went to get the crown.
Don't fuck, I ain't get no goddamn crown.
I went to the prom, man.
She answered.
Should I
we had a big hotel party afterwards, and man, oh man, ended up getting pretty bad. Trashed the hotel, ended up getting a lot of trouble later, but early on it was a lot of fun.
I went to prom fucking 3 times. I went to 2 my junior and senior year, and then my fucking girlfriend's prom the year after I graduated.
Were you an escort, Dwight?
Oh, see, you guys are...
Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it.
That's twice. She's gone. She said wrong number, bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see what you guys did? That would have been a good call.
Yeah, thanks for ruining my call.
You both did. All 3 of you did.
No.
All right, you can get Austin instead. He's in an extremely odd mood. Anyone text him, and he's down for a good conversation about anything.
Yay, okay, cool.
You could do gotta that, right?
Gotta beat the Suicide Watch guy from last night,
Oh, dude, right? That's great. You're kill
yourself. Maybe he already did it.
Too late. He needs something to stimulate his mind.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, dude. Here's Haley, who's asking if anyone wants to come over and drink and play some Pong.
Okay.
Ask her if Pong is a code word. Play Pong, that's what I call it.
What's her name again? Sorry.
Haley Jade.
Haley, okay. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Haley?
Yes.
Hi, Haley. I saw your message about you having a party.
Oh, yeah. They left to, like, go to Oak Brook.
Oh, no. So you're not going to have a party anymore?
No, who is this?
Oh, it's Mina.
Oh, no, they all, like, supposedly this girl, like, was having, because it wasn't even my house, it was this dude Mason's house.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly they're, like, having, like, a huge party in Oak Brook, but, like, I mean, if I get the address for there, I'll send it to you guys.
That would be awesome. Or maybe you can do, like, an after party.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be cool, yeah. So, I like, you guys, do you guys play Pong a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, and you guys drink and stuff, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
Well, I'm just coming from a different state, so I was just wondering if Pong meant the same thing. Does that mean you guys like to have orgies and stuff, or?
No, we don't do that.
Oh, what's Pong? Sorry, that's what I'm asking. Like, what's Pong? What does Pong mean where you're at? Is it code for anything?
Like, what do you mean? Like, our Pong is beer Pong. Like, we just, you throw the balls.
Oh, okay, because our Pong is, they throw the beer at you and then they have sex with you.
No, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that.
Oh, no. Okay, maybe I've been going to the right parties. I don't know. You guys want to do that? Are you guys into that or no? Like pussy Pong or strip poker or anything?
Hello?
Hello?
What kind of parties have you been going to?
Like pussy Pong?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Pussy Pong? Pussy Pong, like Poppet Pong?
I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't know. You might have to get back to do that somewhere else.
Oh, do you guys, like, have tattoos or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, I was just wondering, because I was like, am I in the right crowd here? Because I have tattoos as well.
I mean, yeah, but our Pong is not what you're thinking. Our Pong is beer Pong.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Yeah. I mean, are you guys okay if I play beer Pong with you guys naked?
What?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Mina.
Who's Nina?
Mina James.
From? Where are you from?
I'm from Oakland, California.
How'd you get this number?
Oh, I'm coming out though. Like I'm coming out your guys' way. And so I was just like, hell yeah, I'm down to party.
But how did you get my number?
I got your number. We're friends on Facebook.
I'm not friends with you on Facebook.
Well, I must be friends of your friend. What's I don't up, know. Girl, well, your friend or something. Because I was looking and I saw it and I was like, hell yeah, this
she
is like totally the area I'm going
to
be living in.
You guys throw beers at them and then you guys fuck them.
Hey, y'all down to party?
Yeah.
Well, it's party. When y'all coming down?
Fuck yeah, I'll be there in, what, 15, 20 minutes? Well, I thought you guys were going to One Oak or something.
Well, I'm not at Oak Brook, but the people that was at that other place I was at, I went to Oak Brook.
At Oak Brook. Okay, yeah, we should fucking party, man. What do you guys, are you guys just drink, that's
hot?
It, or what?
Y'all gotta be hot.
That's all you guys do? You guys don't drop any E or anything like that?
He said, are you hot?
Am I hot? Well, fuck yeah, I'm hot. Who the fuck wouldn't be? Shit.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'll probably be too hot to handle for you.
Shit. We're going to have to find out.
Are there two boys over there? Oh, yes. A challenge.
Wait, you have those people over here, but I don't know who you are. I just want to know how you got
my
number.
You know what? I don't know if it matters anymore if you know who I am. I think those boys want to know who I am.
I mean, but this is my phone.
Sorry, wait, what'd you say? Sorry, what?
I said, I asked who you were, because I don't know who you are.
Oh, do you guys want to maybe watch a movie or something?
If we knew who you were, yeah.
Oh, well, my name's Mina, I told you guys. Mina James.
Okay, well, you're not my friend on Facebook, so I don't know how you got my number.
I said it was like a friend of your friends or something. I don't know. Anywho, I saw your Facebook post with your number. That's why I gave you a call.
Who's a friend of my friend? Like, who's that friend?
Shoot, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back into Facebook. I don't even know. My phone's been acting dumb.
Okay.
But,
bye.
Oh, you guys don't want to party?
Damn, they don't want to party. I thought
pop that pussy, pussy.
Stop it, Dwight. That's gross. That went on way too long. Sorry.
That's a good song. Pop that pussy. Cool. All right, well.
Yay!
Good call.
Gotta love dumb people partying on a Sunday night. Wow. They must work in the service industry.
Carlito, you were talking about that lady earlier, the how old are the puppies?
Yeah.
That's actually, I repasted it. It's two down. That was a different lady. But the one that you and Neon talked to is Terry Cavalcier.
Ah, that's right.
Cavalcier. Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the one I kept asking how old is she.
Yeah, well, she got mad because I said you wanted the puppies and I told her to hold your tits.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The hold your tits thing, yeah.
Hey, Carlito, can you send that last number that I just talked to that chick? Can you send that to Dashy?
Dashy, yes, I see that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Wait a minute, okay, alright, moving on. Then we got some Labradors. Is that what's going on here? I have one yellow female that has just become available tonight. All caps. Tonight. You want a dog, boy?
I do. I want this fucking dog.
You can't touch the dog like that, Dwight.
I can. I will.
They were asking for it. All of them. Or what was it?
I never fucked a dog that didn't want it.
Yeah, that's what. I want to hear that episode again, dude. I know the day because it was the day I got that. It was August 1st, as a matter of fact. Should be.
Yeah, he's got him on Facebook. The adopt a prisoner call.
You've reached Paul. I can't come to the phone right now. Your name, number.
I just want to hear myself on that episode too, because I know I was on morphine and Ambien and all this shit that night. Yeah.
Is that the one where you was falling asleep on the show and shit, dude? Talking out of your ass.
That was later. Yeah.
No, we're not calling.
That was later.
That was a good show.
That was later on. That was another episode. That was like the week before I got out of the hospital this last time.
Oh.
Everyone's wanting me to call Susie. She's already fallen for the same. She already fell for the same prank twice in the same week.
What's the prank?
She's the one that I pretend to be her friends, and the whole we should get together and let me kiss your pussy hole.
Uh-huh.
And she took her page fucking private after that call.
Yeah. She took her panties off. I was like, damn,
it was the same premise twice in one week, like days apart.
Oh. I love it. All right, hey, here's Terry Cavalcier. So this is the lady I kept asking about the age, right?
Yeah,
you want to talk to her?
Then you can jump in.
Hi, you've reached Terry Lynn Stevens. Terry Lynn Stevens, I'm not...
All right, someone has... Three female, three male puppies in need of a good home. She's not answering. You wanted to do Eric, the guest at the Residence Inn? Dwight?
Sure. Okay. He's checked in within the last hour or so.
Alright, that's a good sign.
Nice last name.
Thank you for calling Residence Inn Santa Fe. This is Josh.
Hey, motherfucker, I need to be transferred to my brother's room.
Brother's room?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a room number?
Nope. I'll give you last name, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Skaggs. Skaggs.
All right, Eric.
Yep.
Skaggs.
Yep.
All right, fucker. I'll transfer.
Yep. Fucking hurry.
Hello.
Good evening. Is this the Skaggs room?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? This is Dwight down here at the front desk. How's your stay so far?
So far, so good.
All right. That's fantastic, sir. I hate to contact you at this hour, but we got a little predicament here. We got a complaint lodged against your room that I need to make contact with you with.
Okay. What's the complaint?
Well, first, let me ask you this. Are you making any loud banging on your wall?
No.
The one that would be by your headboard? Nothing? No banging? No loud stomping or anything?
Nope.
All right. Let me write this down on the report here. Now, did you bring any sort of power tools with you?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, we got a complaint from your neighbor there that said approximately 25 minutes ago that someone, and they went out and checked who their neighbor was, and they said it was this room, and that someone was drilling about a quarter inch hole through the wall, and it appeared in their just by their headboard there. Well, we didn't authorize you to do any type of work. I mean, are you, you know, with our maintenance department, or what's going on here?
You must have the wrong room.
No, sir. I've been able to confirm this room. We've went over and we spoke with them. We were able to see the hole, and we were able to confirm that it was your room that this hole was originating from.
Okay.
Do you want to explain what happened after the whole incident happened? I'd prefer you give me your side of the story instead of me having to read off the paper what the female guest gave me.
I would actually love to hear what the female guest gave you, because there's no hole in my room.
She said in no uncertain terms that a male penis that was firm and erect came through this hole.
That's interesting. There's actually nobody on that side. I'm on the outside of the building.
Oh, is that right? I work here. I've been here for 15 years. And you think you're going to play games with me?
I guess so.
No, that's not how what we're going to do tonight, sir. You need to, well, number one, I need to record a apology from you that I can play to the guests to please them. And then I'm going to have to come up and have a talk with you, person to person, because apparently you don't get the largeness of this shit that we got going on here.
All right.
So give me just a minute. I'm going to hit the record buttons. Her name is Mina, and you're going to apologize here. Let me hit the record. Okay, you go ahead with your apology. Start talking, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you giggling
that's
about?
Man, that's the man that did it.
Yeah. This is a Christian establishment, motherfucker. What do you have to say for yourself?
That's exactly how he surprised me. There was no sound.
All right, listen, pal. Pack your shit up right now, and you're going to be leaving the hotel. You hear me there? You hear me, Dick Lips?
There he goes.
The fuck is he doing?
You want him back, or are you done?
No, call the hotel back, though. I'm going to make a complaint against him.
Thank you for calling Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box? This is supposed to be Residence Inn, sir.
Huh?
This is supposed to be Residence Inn.
No, this is Jack in the Box.
What?
Huh?
What?
This is Jack in the Box.
Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone, you motherfucker, you.
Take him out of the box.
It was his jack-off in the box?
Hang up the phone, motherfucker. Yeah, whatever.
Like somebody sandbagged me.
Sorry, that was my fault. I had copied Jack in the Box already. Forgot. Oops.
So Jack in the Box? I thought it was the asshole back on the line fucking with me. I was like, what?
Thank you for calling Residence in Santa Fe. This is Josh.
How you doing there, Josh? I got a hell of a complaint I need to lodge against one of your guests.
Okay.
I was going down the hall. I was heading towards my room there when I heard, I don't know, it sounded like a power tool. And somebody just drilled a hole through the wall by the door there. From their door going out into the hallway, they had some type of hole saw.
Into the hallway?
Yeah.
What hallway?
It's a pretty good sized hole, and you know, I was pretty dumbfounded. I thought maybe one of your maintenance guys was messing up on some work, but then some part of my language, some asshole stuck his penis through this hole.
All right.
Well, I told him. I said, "What the hell's your problem? There's kids and stuff walking through here at all times of the night." And he says, "Yeah, well, you know," he goes, "my brother owns this place." And I said, "Well, what's your fucking name, buddy?" And he says, "Skaggs." So well, you got some belligerent ass, so I don't know if he's drunk or what, but he's drilling holes from the inside of his room out, and he thinks it's fun games to put his penis through this damn hole.
All right, well, it must not be this hotel, because we don't have any hallways.
Yeah, you know, he's doing it into the hallways, yeah. Well, it's not the, okay. I call it hallway, it's the walkway to the rooms, come on now.
All right, well, I'll make a note.
Okay, you tell him to stop make doing that, because I don't want to see it again.
All right.
So is this guy really the owner's brother?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I'm from out of town, but this guy's belligerent. I don't know what his problem is. You don't have one of them sexual pedophile people in here. You don't rent to those type of people, do you?
I want to know if we would or not.
Well, you need to start checking. You get these sexual perverts in here. I don't mean to tell you how to do your business, but you know, when I'm trying to walk to my room and all of a sudden I got dick in my face, I don't appreciate it.
All right, well, I'll make a note for you, okay?
Yeah, you fucking do that, buddy, all right?
All right.
All right, you have a good fucking night.
All right. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I thought I was beautiful.
Sorry, a dick came out of the wall.
Thank you for calling Jack in the Box.
How many spaces is your beef sandwich?
Huh?
How many spaces is your beef sandwich?
Do what?
How many spaces is your beef sandwich? Okay. That was weird, eh?
Thank you for calling Jack in the Box.
Yeah, let's make an order.
We don't take orders over the phone.
No, you do. You do now. You do for this. Whatever. Stupid ideas.
Oh.
All right, Charles has a drill that works good, $10. Tablet works good, it's a 7-inch, $50. Okay.
Ask if you can put a dildo at the end of the
tablet.
What? You say he had a drill, a power drill?
Yeah. To an automatic voice message.
Passing my good luck from last night off to you, Carlito.
Yeah, I really wanted to do the dildo attachment. I was just going to ask if you had one. Or he.
Ask why he's holding back.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I need to talk to Dylan. He was going to sell me a drill. It's very important.
Burn.
Fucking bitch.
Hello?
Fucking bitch. Yeah, the drill? You have the drill for $10?
Yeah.
Do you have the attachments for it? For the front?
Where I got the pictures. Where I got...
Oh, because there's an attachment you can put a dildo in it and put it up your wife's asshole?
Nice!
He's like, oh, no. I'll call again, but I doubt they'll answer. I'm expecting a fuck you button right here.
After the dildo gun. The dildo drill.
I don't think you want more back and forth action, not drill action.
To an automatic voice message.
Full drill.
The new phone, new number has Licks and Wang. Licks and Wang.
Lick and Wang.
Hey, you want a hammer drill on that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hammer.
Drill.
Like peck, yeah, hammer drill.
Peck, peck.
Yeah, hammer. If they can hammer it while you're drilling, they'll hammer.
Oh my god. Sideways or?
No, forward. Drilling in a circle, pounding through.
Oh boy.
Some concrete and shit like that.
Wow.
Oh, damn it, that beep is loud. Megan has. Well, let me call Lixon again.
So, yeah, there's extracurricular purposes for it, too, as well.
Oh, yeah. Is that how, like, they sell back massagers at Target, but everyone knows they're for women to use on themselves?
I don't know.
Hello?
Is this Did the penis-like shape give it away, or what?
Is this Wang?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a new phone, right? You said to give you a call? Give you a
Who
call?
Who is this?
Oh, my name is BJ.
Yeah,
what? My name is BJ Dong.
I like how she answered, and Milkman's still like, does the penis shape give it away?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, not expecting a pickup there, so we'll move on to Megan, who...
Uh-oh.
Is selling or giving away her Mona, which is a dog. I hope that's what it is. Or maybe she's giving away her pussy. She calls it Mona. No, it's for sale. AKC black and tan female. My bad. A black and tan female? What's the breed? Black and tan what?
Yeah, what?
Carrie's Party... Chocolate? What? Party? P-A-R? Fuck these guys with their fucking dog talk. What the fuck are you saying, woman?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Megan?
I'm sorry, I can... I barely hear you. Can you speak up a little bit louder?
Is that fucking Megan?
Hello? I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, this is Bill. I see you're selling your dog.
Yes, I have some Yorkies for sale. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How big are they?
If you look on my website, I have 6 different puppies, and I have what they all currently weigh and what I'm expecting them to weigh.
Oh.
You know, it just kind of varies, and each week it changes as well.
Yeah. Blah, blah. Are you looking to trade at all or just sell?
It would just kind of depend on what you had.
Can you get to a computer and I'll give you the website that I have my...
Yeah, I have a computer in front of me right now.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, Hole, uh-huh. H-O-L-E, foundation.com.
And, are they AKC Yorkies or?
Yeah, there's a whole, yeah, I have a whole bunch of different ones here. Did you get to the site? If you hit the tree, you'll get in.
I didn't yet. but I'm not a very good speller, and I'm having a hard time hearing you exactly. I'm hoping a Google search will bring it up.
No, probably not. I'll give it to you again if you're ready.
Glory, G-L-O-R-Y. And then did you say O-L-E?
H-O-L-E. Whole. Foundation.com. And you should see a green tree there.
I'm sorry, it's not bringing it up.
What came up? Did the green tree come up?
No, I'm sorry. Well, why don't you just tell me what you have available?
This is so difficult. It's hang on, we're right there. Are you putting in the Google bar or the address bar?
Address bar.
And you put what came up when you did it? Just Google came up?
Unless you're really just interested in buying one, you'd probably have to have some like crazy champion lines for there to be anything I'd be interested in trading.
They are. All the championships are listed right there on the site. I wish I could get you there, you know. Can you try one more time for me?
Well, why don't you try emailing me a link or something? I don't know. I'm sorry, my son's screaming and it's getting kind of late and the rest of the kids are sleeping. Is there any way that I could maybe could you call back later?
God damn it, motherfucker. All right. I'll call you later. I'll call you later then, later tonight.
Okay.
All right, bitch. Bye. Pissing me off.
She went on for 20 seconds.
And she didn't hit the green.
Oh, yeah, she did. She watched the video for 20 seconds.
Did she?
Yep.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I don't care.
We can see when she gets on the site and then when she watches the video.
Shit. What the hell's wrong with her then? Why does she react? Damn it. All right, well, whatever. I consider that a...
She must have been intrigued. She liked what she saw. She felt comfortable with it.
Yeah, I guess. Here's Tay Stay Geeked... Wait, what? Okay. HMU cash only? What's HMU?
Hit me up.
Oh, hit me up cash only.
Uh-oh.
For what? Maybe he's got
cashews only.
He's got drugs. Neon, hit him up. He might talk to a girl longer than me.
Hit him up for money?
I don't know. He says, hit me up cash only. Text me for faster response. That's all he says.
Maybe all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe what's his name?
Tay Stay Geek Wade? Tay, what? Let's call him Wade, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he's a male escort. A escort.
Hello.
Hey, is this Wade?
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your Facebook saying to hit you up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What were you trying to get?
What you got?
You didn't see the picture?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, yeah, I got some 11s, the Lincoln Blue 11s.
Okay.
Infrared 6s, Taxi 12s, Red 13s, Raptor 7s. The Carmine 6s and some Dark Hawks.
Hmm. What was the second one that you said?
I could just send you a picture if you want me to.
Okay. Yeah, my texting hasn't really been working, so that's what I was like calling.
You just want to message me on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. So that's the E though, right?
Repeat that for me.
Are you talking about E, right?
I can't understand.
I got it. No, I got it. You're selling those Jordans.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, cool. So, and what year are they?
Can you repeat that?
What year?
The newest ones are the Legend Blues.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm buying them from someone, so or I'm buying them for someone. I don't know anything about them, so sorry. That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
Have you worn them?
The blues are newest ones.
Yeah, have you worn them?
I wore them one time.
Have you worn all the shoes at least once?
Yeah.
Okay, so how am I gonna get the smell out from them?
How are you gonna get what?
You sound like you smell. So how am I gonna get the smell out of it?
I sound like I smell.
Yeah, you sound like you smell. You smell like you sound.
Cute.
Hey, where'd you steal these from?
Bitch, get off my phone.
Where'd you steal them from? Did you steal them for the tattoo guy that did your stupid tattoo on your chest?
Bye, Tupac.
I'm sorry. I was so confused at the beginning of that conversation. Yeah. I thought he was selling drugs.
That's what I thought, too.
And I said, Jan Dims and I'm all Jordan. What?
Those are like $220 shoes, that lightest one.
Oh.
That's what I understand. Yeah. Hello, you got the Jordan 11 Retro? The Legend Blue?
Nah, I ain't got no more.
You fucking bitch-ass, motherfucking mark-ass player.
You want to meet up?
Buster, yeah. You want to meet up at Walmart? I'll throw my shoes at you.
Throw my shoes. You throw your shoes at me.
Yeah, and I'm going to rip the shoes off your feet and make you eat them. I'll put hot sauce on them. Hot sauce.
Bro, white people are so funny.
Hey, are these counterfeit Jordans or what are they?
Don't worry about it. I'm not selling no shoes. Y'all can meet up. Y'all want to fight this. I'm not beating. All right,
let's do it. Let's do it. And whoever loses gets to suck the other's dick.
That's right. It's going to be Jordans versus British Knights. You know those blood killers.
So if you lose, you got to suck my dick. If I lose, I suck your dick. And I can't wait because you got a tight-ass body.
Probably got a big dick.
Hold on.
Oops, we killed that guy.
He tells you to hold on and then he hangs up.
Hold on. Maybe he did something.
Do all black people do that? Hold on.
Hold on, click.
We found the guest from, or the host from BTR right there.
Yeah, that happened last night, right? Didn't some chick?
Yeah, they all do it.
It's BTR thing,
dude. The Nation of Islam dudes like just would put you out of hold when they get a new thing. Like when you brought something else up, they put you in hold. They're like, all right, let's think about this. Let's say paradigm a few times and think about it, and then come up with our answer.
A mistress fucking lit him up.
That was nuts. Mrs. Morgan was awesome. She was on point. I was talking about that in the chat room. Yeah. So, Neon, is there a name for your show?
Yep. It's called Neon Nights. The Neon Nights Show.
Oh, Neon Nights, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think
when
anyone
is
else
this
has
show?
That show.
So it's probably going to be following Dwight's show on Saturdays.
Yay.
Like 10 our time.
Saturday late nights.
Yeah, Saturday night late nights. Yeah, it gets dark. We got a lot of dark calls going on at night.
11, 12, oh, 1 o'clock goodness. In the morning. Eastern time.
This sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, thanks to Carlito for hanging in. Coming on the
dude,
show.
Last night, I was half asleep.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I was going to say that's probably the best.
Yeah.
All right. You read my mind. I was going to say it's better, wasn't it?
That's right.
We got a lost dog. Do we really want to do that? That's a controversial topic.
Don't do it, man.
No. All right.
Call the speaker.
We got someone posting for Marie Guevara. What? Lost dog? Her name is Eva. She's microchipped and spayed. I think she's posting on behalf of her friend. But all right. We'll call her instead. Microchipped, huh? My cats are microchipped.
It sounds like they want us to rape the dog. If you found the dog, please lure her with toys and treats.
Your call has been forwarded to TELUS Mobility.
Tell us. Tell you, sir.
Your call has been forwarded to TELUS.
Blah, 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 blah. Do I do an after show tonight? Come on.
No.
Come on, man. Neon, you want to do an after show tonight?
Sure.
That'd be your first show on the network. I'd have to, yeah, get you the intro.
Oh, you want me to host? Oh, just keep going. Keep going.
No, that's not an after show. That's more so.
I thought you were going to sign off and then sign back on.
That's what Matt does because he doesn't pay the Mixer Pro.
Oh.
That'll be happening tomorrow. No, I love that guy.
I know. Now I got to cancel mine. What the fuck?
I love how he's like, haha, you took it off for no reason.
When do I get my keys?
Yeah, we got to get that key. I'll figure it out.
My keys.
Yeah, figure it out.
And stop saying I get the kitchen and the... Well, the kitchen and the bathroom.
You gotta clean the bathroom, nice.
Yeah. Gotta clean the bathroom before I can go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm exhausted of numbers. I'm pretty tired of doing a show. We're 20... We're 40 seconds away from hitting 3 hours flat, so I think I did good enough. Yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah, bye.
All right, well, Neon, congratulations on joining the network. Everyone is excited.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Your first show would be next Saturday, then. After
yes.
Day. Cool. All right, see you later, buddy.
Bye.
And Dwight, you got anything?
Yay, Neon.
Anything you're plugging, Dwight? Anything going on for you?
No, just no more N-words on my show, people. No more of that.
Okay, there you go. I'm sure you'll stick
no more.
That. We're going to get you a swear jar. I don't know. Bye, Dwight.
See you.
Milkman, you want
to
take us out of here?
Hey, baby. That's a pretty good show. What am I telling you, kids? What I tell you, man. Going to be a great show as always, man. Hermanito. Hey, thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. All our friends over at 98.6, the mouth, the chat there. All our friends stopped by, our special guests on the show tonight. We had Neon. It's coming up with a great show here. Everybody's got to tune in. Sexy Neon show coming up late night Saturdays.
Like Dwight
McClan, a fucking hand, as always, man, shows up tonight. Good calls I heard from a previous show. And I like the music. Thank you. Very excited.
I like that song.
I might have to play that privately later. Yeah. Also want to thank you. That's right, our listeners. We do this every week. The most interactive show you can find on the internet. That's right. It's free, man. We dropped a dime. We just ask you to give us the time, man. Bring a friend, or better yet, you can even bring your enemies, because they're going to be welcome right here in the Madhouse, baby. And we couldn't do it without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, man. This guy is mission saving lives one call at a time, brother. Thank you so much. Love you, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Milkman. Thanks for being on. And thanks to Nunu for sending in those British numbers. That British Muslim guy was pretty funny, the Arab guy. Right? Remember?
Yes, man. I want to thank Nunu, man. And I didn't get that plug in. He's asleep and wanking right now. But anyway, though you're not listening, thank you, Nunu. I'm very proud of you.
Very, 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 very proud. All right. Well, Milkman, another one's in the books. We'll be back on for sure next Sunday. Same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I would like to direct everybody to head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/prankcallnation. You can help us out, give a little bit to our efforts, or at least assist our efforts in continuing PCN going forward in the new year. We had a great 2014, our first year. Holy shit. And yeah, we got to start planning that. We need to do something big for our 10-year anniversary, Milkman, seriously. We need to do something big.
We ought to think of something, man. I would like to do something special in honor of such a monumental task. I mean, really, we ought to think about it.
Yeah, and we got to put our heads together and figure it out. All right. Well, maybe we'll have special guests and stuff. That's what we always do. We got to go big this time. Big. We got to like adopt we got to adopt a child or something big. You know what I mean?
Whatever. Oh, man, we'll have something special. I guarantee you, man. If you got the Hermano and the Milkman here, we're going to come up with something. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Listen, seriously, everybody, hit the Patreon link over at prankcallnation.com. And my website is madhouselive.com as well. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll catch you next week, if not sooner. Yeah!